Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening. It's Friday night, and I know a lot of people are out there doing their thing. It's the beginning of the weekend. Hoo-ah! Anyway, I'm just very excited because I get to live out my dream. And I think I mentioned before on the show that I am a lucky duck to be working on my dream. I actually work longer hours to actually be able to work on my dreams. Even when I come home from my other job, I'm always continuing working. I work on it even Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But for the past couple of years, I've been dedicated. Yes, I have been truly, truly dedicated to a film called Self-Care, and we recently started filming it this year, even though we've got a long way to go, and they're doing costumes and such. And I actually opened up the show tonight with Battle Song, and that is a song that is actually part of our film in Self-Care. Now, the thing is, when you're doing your own film, your independent film, now, I'm part of the company. I'm an actress that is part of the company. But the people that are actually the owner of Horrors Accord to Leeson, it's all, family and such. But everything comes out of his pocket, unless you make donations for the film, you know, towards costs and stuff. And I do guarantee if people want to donate to Falcare, you know, I know exactly where the money's going because I am part of the film. I mean, it's every little detail in the costumes themselves. Believe me, we go on little shopping trips to Joann Fabric and many different places. So I see where they get the materials from, and they do everything from scratch. And it's just amazing. And when I saw, you know, I think it's our last costume for, like, the battle scene. We're doing our training costume. We're actually using that, and they actually did a great job on that. And I like how it actually fits on me. And when I saw the costume, I mean, it wasn't totally completed, but, you know, they do it a different type of costume, but the one that was mostly what it was going to look like for us women, the leads, were doing, you know, Wonder Woman type of film. And for the Valkyrie, I was just utterly, utterly amazed. I was just, like, blown away, and it's kind of like, you know, with me, everyone knows by now I want to work with Jackie Chan. And so if Jackie Chan's listening, hi, Jackie! Anyway, you know, just this film to me is an amazing thing because I never thought in a million years I'd be doing any of this. I mean, come on, 42 years of age, usually people, their dreams die by now, but, you know, this is a new millennium, and women, you know, we're, you know, we want to do our own thing. We can raise families. We can do anything we want. But for me, my dream is to work with Jackie Chan. Hence, along my path and my destiny, I've met great people like my brother, Jorge Zakor Deliza. And it has helped me to actually meet other people because he's always believed that I'm just someone that should be working with Jackie Chan. And I actually have a show with him on it. I was so honored to have my brother Aurora on the show. I was so excited and stuff. And he even actually mentioned it in his own words that I actually should be working with Jackie Chan. Like, you know, he does mention it. And he has believed in it from the start of my dream of working with Jackie Chan. In fact, his daughter actually entered a contest, a Jackie Chan contest. And the first contact we had with Jackie Chan was in this contest, and I actually have a picture of it. And I just, the expression on my face is just priceless. And it came directly from the Jackie Chan fan club, the International Jackie Chan Fan Club. This was the first time we had some sort of contact with Jackie. He actually sent Ahura's daughter this journal and such for a contest she won. And it was actually on the site itself. So it's kind of like that was the first contact. So, you know, I mean, Jackie, what he did is actually he friended me on one of my my sites on Facebook. And the thing is, people thought, you know, because I always talk about Jackie. I bring up Jackie Chan at least once a day. You know, I mean, there's other things that I do in my life. My life isn't all Jackie Chan. But the point of, you know, standing strong, standing tall, believing in my dreams, doing this for almost 8 years, every single day, hanging on there. No matter, you know, if I haven't had a good day, if the day was good, I still hung in there, and I'm still hanging in here now. You know, having contact with Jackie, it was kind of an amazing feeling, and I felt like I can't even tell you. And right now, I consider Jackie a friend. Now, the thing is, what people don't get is when they say someone you consider a friend, it does not necessarily mean you're going to get a part in a film. Jackie just wants me to work for it. So, you know, I just can't get up and leave. Just like with Jackie and his wife, he was dedicated to finish film. Even if he didn't feel like doing the film, he had the honor of finishing the film. Now, I'm having a ball filming Valkyrie. I mean, being part of it and just having a blast because I am around the most positive people. And I call the girls on the set. I mean, I've known them for a long time now. But Lena, if you're back there in Massachusetts, my Valkyrie sister, hello. I'm so glad I said hi. We have to have our Mr. Bean marathon. Someday, somehow, we have to have that. So hello to Lena. She knows who she is. And if Rosa is listening, my friend I've known for a long time in Spain, yes, I hope you do listen to the show, so I'm giving you a shout-out there. I know you're going to laugh. Why don't you build me up, Buttercup, baby? Won't you make me right? Okay, that goes out to you. Yes, so that was a reference to Rosa, who's out there in Spain. And, you know, we go way, way back. I mean, there's a couple of friends, Janine and Dina. I don't know if you listen to my shows back in Boston. I miss you, girly. Stephanie, Ian, all of you out there, Laurie, everybody back in Boston. You know, I really miss you guys. But I guess you guys, you girls, all my friends in Boston always knew I wanted to act. Even in my early 20s, I've always wanted to act. It's the only thing that was in my heart is what I wanted to do. I just, you know, never gave it up. And it's not. It shouldn't be a surprise at the age 42 that I'm actually doing this stuff. It shouldn't surprise anybody at all because it's really what I wanted to do. Now, people can change their minds and such, but I just never wanted to, you know, stop believing in my dream, no matter what in my life. And I always mention on my show, and I try to tell people, the problem is that sometimes the people that you're around, that's what stops you because they're trying to stop you from your dreams. Because I think what happens is when people's dreams die, they don't want to see other people do their dreams and they're totally miserably, like, miserable. And I just, you know, I could say names and stuff like that, but really I don't have to. You just know that when people, you know, whatever your dream is, and I've talked with many, many people, you know, even called them and such, you know, back in Boston about their dreams, and it's kind of amazing how people are so negative to people that have dreams, which I just don't know why. I mean, if they're really their friends and such, they should support them. Now, you are putting yourself out there when you have a dream. That's why it's like you got to realize with acting, you know, if somebody writes anything bad about you on the internet, it doesn't matter. It's just funny because you have to get a thick skin because when you go out to auditions and stuff, you take the worst criticism in the world. And I've heard people take it, meltdowns and acting and stuff like that. So you have to have a very thick skin. So it's kind of like, you know, maybe people don't agree with your dreams and such or whatever you're doing. They're totally unhappy with their life. And that's what it comes down to. People that are miserable are going to try to stop you. The thing is, I've never let anybody stop me. For a time being, I think I had it on pause because I was stupid and being around people that just wanted to stop, but get away from those people, and it is a blessing. And even moving further and further away, moving out of state from Boston, I mean, there's things that I miss that I get homesick for, but, you know, I have a very peaceful life. And I'm very blessed and I'm very thankful. And, you know, it's kind of like a miracle. And I'm still very thankful because I get up every day and I have a job. And I have a nice place where it's nice and quiet. I have, you know, I mean, it's just a different kind of living up here. And I have to say that I'm blessed. Now, the thing is, I learned not to have negative people in my life. So it's something where I'm very lucky to have the teachers teach me this. Now, if anybody wants to call in, remember, I'm going to give you the number in a second. Remember, if you call in my show, you are not to talk about politics, sexual orientations, and a couple of things I've mentioned before, because the thing is, I want to inspire people. And also another thing is actually with religion. That's another thing that I don't really talk about, even though I might mention God or something, but, you know, don't push it on my show. That's not what my show is about. And I try to be respectful to other people. And if I ever have guests or anybody talk on my show, please be respectful. I'm not going to have this kind of circus kind of show on my show. I will disconnect people. I'm not going to have people yell and scream at each other. And more than likely, I probably will know the people that are my guests on the show. So anyway, this is the number. It's 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. I don't know how long I'm going to do a show tonight, but here's another telephone number, 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. Now I'm going to open up, let's see, I am going to open up the chat too, just in case. Now I'm trying to learn how to multitask here. Let's see. So I'm learning as I go. And I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of people have been listening to my shows and, you know, while it's actually archived, because my last show, which was Sunday, about 798 people had listened to the show, and that kind of, like, just blew me away. And I said, well, not pretty bad. I've only had the show for a couple months, so people are actually listening to my show. So everybody that's listening to my show, thank you very much. And learning this from Rush Hour, from the little girl in Rush Hour and a Jackie Chan film, Shishay. So, I mean, I've had people from anywhere. I've had someone from England call in, someone from New Zealand call in. I mean, this show it can be heard anywhere around the world. And since it's archived, anybody can listen to it. So I know that I am inspiring people. I mean, with my situation and stuff, you know, I'm just, you know, I don't know if you can call me ordinary because I don't think I'm ordinary. I think I'm extraordinary because who in their right mind would be going out on act? No normal person would do that. So I am kind of a little bit off the wall, you know, offbeat. But with acting, the thing is, you do have to be that way because there's so many different things on set where people don't realize this. If you're not in the entertainment business at all or you're not even doing independent films, it's a lot of hard work. And you even can tell when you go on the internet and you see, like, comments and stuff and people leaving things, you know, bad-mouthing actors. I'm going to tell you firsthand, it is a lot of hard work, no matter what you do. And I have to give props to a lot of people like James Boone and everyone out there, you know, Jackie Chan. Once again, hi, Jackie, if you're listening to my show, hi, Jackie Chan. And if, you know, if someone's an actor or an actress that do their own stunts and fight scenes, I respect you so much more. You've got my attention. Because it's something where, you know, they're putting their life on the line. And I so respect my stunt brothers and sisters out there, the people that have been in the entertainment business so much longer than me. Thank you so much for, you know, just talking with me or, you know, on the internet or on the phone. I so want to thank you tonight. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. So I do have the video chat up, and if anybody wants to call in, it's 877-907-7217. Remember, do not talk about sexual orientation or politics or religion. I mean, once in a while, once again, I might bring up thoughts, but I'm not going to push upon anybody. I want this to be a fun show. You know what I mean? Because I am a little bit of a spastic person, and I like bringing that energy to make people laugh. So what I'm going to do is bring up a song. Okay. Speaking of happy, happy songs, Athenius is actually another song by my great, wonderful brother, who is director on the set, the man, the myth, the legend, Uhura Zakura Deliza, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonara. Yes, this is one of their songs. And once again, you can find this on YouTube. It's one of those happy songs that just make you feel happy. So here we go. And that was Athenius with my great, awesome, brother Ahura Zakor Daliza and his beautiful, lovely wife Sonari. And I want to play another song. It's called Theo. I had the honor to be in this video, and I was actually swinging nunchucks on the dance floor in this video, and it was with one of my other brothers, Crosby Tatum, which they're done almost done filming, where I had them on the show, Crosby Tatum and Tricepta Studio members, and you know, I'll always be, no matter where I go, I'll always be part of Tricepta Studios. Even the day I come to work with Jackie Chan, I'll be with that Tricepta Studios for life. So here is that song, Feel. Here we go.
Yeah, let's rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy, for little 9 y'all, yeah, check this out, yeah, Tricepta's Studios, check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
That's a prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lineup here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one. One-on-one. What we playing for, she said. I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sun. Like,
how can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But still, that's hell, don't waste no time.
Tatum, back in Boston, Tricepta Studios for life. Yeah, you know it, you know it, you know it. Anyway, I feel like Wonder Woman sometimes. You know, in life, it's kind of strange because I never thought I would be doing any of this. And I always, you know, I just always try to support people in their dreams. And let's see, I'm going to try to see. Let's see, Ordinary Woman, I guess that's what I'm in as, let's see, I'm going to try to type to see if anybody's in the video chat. Well, I guess while I was setting something up, it somebody was there, so I do apologize. Once again, I'm starting to learn about the video chat. So, anyway, if anybody wants to do a video chat, I have popped up. If anybody wants to call, it's 877-907-7217, or the other telephone number is 347-989-1473. I know people, sometimes their cell phones isn't free until 9 p.m. Well, it's up here, 8:25 p.m. And remember, people, Sunday, we turn the clock back an hour. Woo-hoo! Extra hour of sleep. Yes, I know it's kind of dark, and it's going to feel like the North Pole pretty soon. And the holidays are coming up, you know. And another thing is, I've been having my special diet. I've been eating salads, and I'm going to turn into a bunny. I'm going to turn into a bunny rabbit, and I'll be bouncing around all over the place. But that's okay. And also, you know, I know one thing always leads to another. I'm just rambling on. What do you want? I'm sitting on a show talking by myself. I got to keep going and going and going. You know, it's not like you can see what I'm doing. Even though I'm kind of really wearing this really cool basketball shirt. It's a Bruce Lee one, which I wish they actually had a Jackie Chan one, which I actually wore this shirt part of a dinner theater show that I actually used to do. And I think I mentioned on the shows before about with acting, you know, it's not so much with the dinner theater shows. When I did them and getting paid like $25 an hour, it was the fact that I made people laugh. And it made me feel so good. From being a crazy big hair bridesmaid, I had a ball. I went for one dinner theater show to the next, and I just enjoyed exactly what I was doing. And, you know, getting paid for what you love doing, it was a great feeling. But the thing is, a lot of people do ask me, how do you do your dream? Well, you just have to get off your butt. That's the first step. You can look into it, but if you have a job where you can work longer hours, you know, and less days, and then work on your dream, then go for it, because it's exactly what I do. And I am living the American dream, where it's Monday through Thursday, I'm working longer hours. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I can actually, you know, you know, work on my dream more. Sorry, just doing a little bit of multitask right here. And I'm trying to open up my Facebook. Hey, Lisa, girlfriend, if you're listening to my show, hello. Let's see. She's got a new picture up. So, Lisa, let me say, I'm saying hi to her on the show. Wait a minute. Hi. Hi, Lisa. Giving you a shout out on my show. A shout out on my show, right? No. You know, through the years, I've made quite a bunch of friends that, you know, and with some of the friends, I've stayed friends, and it's just, you know, over the years. And I'm actually on my friend Lisa's page. Oh, my gosh, Lisa, I cannot believe your son is actually Thor. That's, like, utterly amazing. Lisa, if you're listening to me, give me a call in. Crazy girl, call me. Call in. I'm going to put this number on her. Wait a minute. Let's see if Lisa's going to call in. Okay, hold on. Call me. I'm going to put this number. Let's see if she gets this. Okay. Post on our Facebook wall. I don't know if she's going to. Let's see. Well, we shall see. If she calls in, I'll answer it. Just remember, this show can be heard anywhere around the world. Since it's on the internet, it can be in any village, any country, anywhere around the world. But, you know, just being able to have these dreams of doing things, I just feel very happy and very amazed. And let's, you know, I've mentioned some of my friends are always welcome to call in to the show, but everybody has their own lives and stuff, and I'm very happy for what they're all doing back home, you know, doing their own thing, and I'm out here doing my own thing. So anybody that wants to call, remember, please do not talk about politics, sexual orientation, or religion. And we're just going to have a fun show, and I'm hoping, you know, to put the points out there. If you have dreams and people are telling you can't do the dreams, do what I do. Get away from the energy-sucking vampires. You'll be a much happier person. You'll be able to breathe. And believe me, there will be people out there, and I do actually, you know, whether or not people believe it or not, there is a guy that does accept me for who I am, and I call him my tiger, and I think I've mentioned that so many times on my Facebook, but I feel very lucky and very, very blessed. Let's see. Okay, she answered me on Facebook. I was like, let's see. Call me, Lisa. Okay, I'm just writing on a Facebook. Let's see. Okay. Well, she calls in. She's welcome to call in. I haven't seen Lisa in so long, so, you know, if I get any of my girlfriends on here, it's going to be, our voice is going to go high. You know how girls, you know, how we we get together, like, ah, make bad. Any of my girlfriends ever call on the show, it's going to be like, oh, my God. You can't help it. It's a woman thing. It's a girl thing. No matter, you know, where your friends, wherever they come from, you're like, oh, my God. That's what we sound like. We're like, we see our friends, oh, my God, and we give each other a hug. It's a girl thing. Like, you know, I mean, men have their things with their bros and stuff like that. Like, really, you got to think about it. We're just very happy women. We just, you know, when we have friends and stuff. Oh, dang, I'm not good on the phone. Call me. Call me, girl. Okay, I've had an advertisement pop up. Call me. Okay, just typed on Facebook. I'm talking about you on the show, Lisa. Okay, I'm talking about you right now. I'm going to make her embarrassed. I'm talking about you right now. Live on the air. Live on the air. She's probably going, oh, my God. I mean, we go way, way back. This is, like, way over 10 years. And, you know, it's just the adventures Lisa and I had, you know, going to the clubs and stuff. I mean, it's just really amazing the time that I was able to spend with her and stuff. I mean, there's people that just come into life that you just never forget. And this girl is absolutely gorgeous, I'm telling you. And it's like, you know, she raised a family and such, and she's still beautiful. I'm just trying to wait to see. I'm talking to you guys all out there, and I'm just like, when is she calling? If not, oh, hold on. Well, let me see what this is. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Shelly. It's Lisa.
Girl, I was just talking about you. Everybody in the world is hearing about you.
Well, thanks for putting me on the spot. I'm like, dang, now I have to call.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, this whole thing's archived and can hear anywhere around the world. I go, well, you know how it is when girls get on the phone together and they're like, ah, hi, la, 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 you know, like that. So I was like, she better call in. I said, we go back, way back. We used to go to the clubs and stuff, and we had our adventures. I'm like, okay, let's see if she's going to call in. It was like, lo and behold, there you are. You don't have to stay on long. I just wanted to say hi.
Yeah, that's awesome. I miss you. I miss us hanging out.
Yeah,
but,
I know. It's
but
been,
I'm so, I'm so been, happy for you. I am.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Happy for you. You sound like you're really happy, so.
Yeah,
I'm very
and
excited
I miss you
for
too.
You.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I miss all the times, all the little adventures we went on in that little white car.
I know. They sure were adventures.
Yes, and I had so much fun, and I just, like, I can't forget them, and you just think back of stuff, and it's like, there's people that I do miss in my life, and it's like, you know, it's kind of amazing, because it's like, the first time, remember I tried to get in contact with you, and I was back still in Boston, and I was like, I tried to find you, and I think we got in touch before,
I know,
and then it's
we
like,
got,
then
we got in touch briefly, yeah, I know,
yeah,
we
right.
got in touch briefly, But, you know, I wasn't too big of a fan of Facebook, but now I am because I got to, you know, find friends
yeah.
like you and stuff, so I'm happy about that. But
yeah,
it's
kind of a great
yeah.
connection, and I just, like, peeped your Facebook and let, you know, your son, right? That's the one that's wearing the Thor costume, right? That's your
yeah.
son?
Yeah.
Well, tell him that I'm in a film with one of my big brothers. He's playing Thor. I saw it, and I'm
uh-huh.
like, I'm saying live on the air, like, oh, girlfriend, you're
oh, that's
playing
awesome.
Thor. Yeah, it's amazing. We're like, you know, I'm playing like a Wonder Woman type of character in the Valkyrie, and he's actually playing Thor, and he's a big guy. And it's kind of like, you know, if you've seen the picture, he's got blonde braids in his hair and stuff, and he's the one that taught me a little bit about martial arts, and that's where I am. Every Saturday, you know, on the weekends there, I've been working on set, and it's like, it's about dedication. It's like, it just seems like
yeah.
all my friends, you know, they all have kids and stuff like that. And people say, you know, do you regret not having kids? And I go, no, it's like my life is different. And it's like, doesn't mean I'm weird or different. It's just like people like you, I mean, I think you've known, I've been trying to get other friends on here, you know, to help inspire other people and stuff. I've been wanting to do it for so many years. And this is not,
yeah.
you know, it's not a hobby. It's a thing. I mean, even my early 20s,
right.
you know, I've always wanted to do that, you know?
Oh, I know. I know. I remember. That's why I, like, I'm so happy for you because you never stopped, you know, wanting that because a lot of people will lose what they want to do, you know what I mean? And, like, you're just a person who kept with it, you know? So, I mean, not many people get to say they do, you know, what they wanted to do from 20 years ago, you know? So,
yeah.
So you should be very proud of yourself. I'm certainly proud of you. And
you're gonna make me cry.
Hopefully we'll do a reunion.
You don't still have that little white car, do you?
No. Now I have a big white truck.
You go. Is it a jalopy? Is it falling apart?
No, not anymore. Thank God.
Well, that's good.
I know. But no. But seriously, sometime I'd like to come up and. Even if you're working or something, I'd like to, you know, like maybe see you on set or something, you know. But I think
yeah,
that would be cool.
Yeah, well, they have like closed sets, so they don't have like people really there. But I do have like Sundays off or Fridays off. I mean, maybe it's something
yeah.
where I could in advance maybe just take a whole weekend. You could come up for a while, you know, crash the night
yeah.
or something
okay.
like that. We can cause havoc up here in Maine.
I know. I haven't been to Maine for a while, but I did. I don't know if I ever made it up that far, but we made it pretty far though back in the day.
Oh yeah, how did we end
yeah.
up doing that, hanging on? Yeah, because there was a club in New Hampshire.
I think it was really north. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get together sometime. You know.
That would be awesome.
But,
oh my God.
I know. But listen, I'll let you get back to your show, and I wish I could hear it from down here, but I don't think I can, but,
I wish you the best.
You
anytime that
what?
Telephone number, you know, that toll-free number I told you to call in, you can actually
mm-hmm.
call in and, like, listen to it, or if you actually have the internet, you can actually
mm-hmm.
hear it off the internet. I can post a
oh,
link
okay.
to your page.
All right.
That's all you have
okay.
to do. It's on the internet. So that's all you have to do. I can always post to your page, and you just click in there,
yeah.
and that's it.
Well, I think,
and
you know,
can hear
I think
me anytime.
I think you put a link to your page on your page before, and I tried opening it. But
mm-hmm.
for some reason, I gotta like, get my laptop fixed because I have, like, a whole bunch of stuff on there that shouldn't be on there. So anytime I try to, like, open a link or something, it won't open it. It's kind of like just like a blank screen. So
hmm.
once I get my laptop, you know, fixed, hopefully I'll be able to just click on it from your page. But, yeah, but that's cool, you know. But
yeah.
I'm so happy for you, okay? And
I can't wait
till you're super famous because I know you're going to make it. And I'm going to be like, I know that girl. That's my girl.
Yeah, just pray for me. I'll be working with Jackie Chan.
I know you will. You're going to get to do it. I know you will. So
thank you so much.
You
I'm going to start crying live on the air right now, Lisa. I miss you so much. I wish I could do, like, you know, the teleporter and Star Trek and go, whoop, I'm there. And go, Lisa!
I know. But I know it. But we don't look that much different, though. That's good. That's good. When
yeah.
I found you on Facebook and I saw you, I'm like, she looks the friggin' same.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, that's
you
friggin' awesome because some of my friends, you know, that I run into, they don't look like I don't even recognize them anymore. You know what I mean? So so that's cool. But listen, I'll let you get back to the show. I got to get back to doing what I'm doing over here. But I'm so glad that you gave me the number so I could call in. But
and you can call in any time,
right.
And then I'll also send you my cell phone number. I'll
mm-hmm.
email it to you on Facebook, okay?
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
All right, well, then we can keep in touch. And
okay,
also, video. We can video Skype or something like that. I don't know if you have video.
We can do that sometime.
Yeah, I do. I have Skype. I'll send you my ID on like a private message on Facebook.
Cool.
Okay.
All right,
honey.
Well, you have a good
I miss
night.
You. Okay.
All right, talk to you later, Lisa.
All right,
bye. Lisa and I go way, way back, and it's like, you know, you have friends in your life that, you know, you just don't stop thinking about. I'm just going to post on a page. I'm going to say, that was awesome. See what I mean about us women? okay. I'm going to like, she looks the same to me. I mean, she had a couple kids. My gosh, she's beautiful. Lisa, you're gorgeous. Anyway, getting back with the show, there was someone in that was guest. They didn't type anything. I typed a hi on the video chat. They didn't answer or respond, so don't know. If anybody wants to, you know, call in, remember it's 877-907-7217. That was just so cool, you know, just to have a friend call in. But maybe some other people call in. We'll see how long. Maybe I'll do this show for another 20 minutes. And let's see, maybe I'll play another song. I want to play a song. It's usually I open up with the song The Fighter. And it's one of my theme songs from one of my nephews. The thing is, I started a page called You Are Worth It. And I'm hoping to have children hear me, hear my voice, see the pages, because there's a trend out there in the world that I seriously wish would stop. And you really can't blame the parents because it's just something where, you know what I'm talking about, those YouTubes where children are taking their own lives and they're very young because they're bullied. And I was actually a bullied child, and it was horrible. I don't know how I got through it. And it, yes, you do feel alone. You do feel like you want to die. So I'm just hoping there's kids out there that do hear my show or whatever. I have a Facebook. I have a couple of pages on Facebook besides my Facebook page, Shelly and Chuck Finnegan. I run a JG and Only fan club page, Arnold Chon, one for the EMC Monkeys, quite a few. And another one that I do run is called You Are Worth It. It's on Facebook, and it's for kids that I'm dedicating, you know, that do feel alone, that are bullies. It's for you kids out there. And I want you to know, any of you kids out there that feel alone and feel like taking your life, I was there. And I just feel like all you kids out there are worth it. And you have every right in this world to all you kids that feel alone and are bullied and feel like there's no one that feels how you feel right now. I was there. And I can't tell you all enough. It is important that you do still stay alive, because maybe you do have a friend here or there that would miss you. Maybe your parents would miss you. Maybe some aunts and uncles. Maybe you just don't realize that the after effect is when you take your life. I mean, how do you kids, you know, you kids out there that feel bullied and feel alone, you know, when you grow into adulthood, bullies are not going to matter. When you grow into adulthood, how do you kids not know that you can get into acting? You could be a stunt person. Maybe you'll be your own next Jackie Chan type of character or something. How do you not know you could be a doctor that cures cancer? How do you not know you could be a veterinarian? You could be rescuing animals. You'll be, what if you like drawing? I mean, if you like drawing, maybe you'll be an anime cartoonist or something. Maybe you'll work for Disney or Stan Lee Company. But you know what I mean? You just gotta, you have to hang in there. You kids out there that are bullies, believe me, when you get to be an adult, your life is going to change. So what I'm going to do is dedicate this song, The Fighter, which is one of my theme songs. It's by Sacrifice and Cardiac. So here we go, it's The Fighter. These are to all those kids out there that feel bullied and feel alone and are not happy. This song is dedicated to those kids out there that are bullied. You hang in there because you are fighters. This is song, The Fighter, is dedicated to you kids tonight.
Anxiety. anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb of my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I think I'm going to be ending the show, but that was really great that my friend Lisa, or as she called herself, Liza, was on here. I'm with my little co-host, Jackie Shanty, and she's one of the muck over here stuff. But let's see, what else can I talk about? You know what I want to talk about, Jackie Chan. And my dream is to work with Jackie. It's not impossible. Anybody that has a dream, I keep telling them to go for it. That's all you got to do. And it's totally up to you to keep continuing hanging on your dream. And as you heard tonight, Lisa, which we go way, way back, she does know and she does remember that I've always wanted to work with acting. And she herself has said that, you know, I didn't give up. So it's been going on longer than 8 years. It's just that I've been able to pursue it in 8 years. This has been going back 20 years. So just to have her mention that, that's just proof right there. You know, I've always wanted to act, and I just never gave up. It's just something I've always wanted to do. Now, I'm actually going to end the show, and let's see. I think I'm going to play Battle Song once again by my brother Horace Zakor and Deliza. Now, remember, if you want to go and donate to Falcare, you can actually go to our site on Facebook page, Falcare, FALCYYR. Sorry, was looking to see what was, I'm doing a couple of things here. And you can go and donate to the school that would go to Unicorn Cove. You can go there. You can even contact my brother, Horace Zakor Deliza, on Facebook. Once again, I'm not really part of the production. I'm an actress, but I'm supporting the film myself in my own little way on the radio show. And I would like to end the show, once again, with Battle Song. Now, when you hear this song, you already know, when you know, like with Braveheart and, you know, with Mel Gibson, you know that a song can set the mood for a film, especially an epic song. So that's why I play this song, so you get a feel for it. So everyone, I just want to say, have a lovely night, and here I'm into the show, and this is Battle Song.